Moncrief on News Talk.
Speed dating is making a bit of a comeback. Or actually, it never quite went away. Because at least it's in the real world. And you can see what the person actually looks like and what they have to say for themselves. Laura Kavanagh is the creator of Queen of Hearts, which is a lesbian speed dating event. Laura, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
So in the lesbian community, was the whole online thing, has it proven to be extremely disappointing as it is for pretty much everyone else?
I think so. That seems to be the feedback, all right. You have a lot of people that come to Queen of Hearts certainly said they have all been online and looking for love, and they found it quite soul destroying. So for all different reasons, you have a lot of people who are just, you know, I suppose talking online for a few weeks and then they basically never meet up, or they go to meet up and in the end they actually don't meet with them, or I know of one who's actually got blocked on the day of the date. So it's all different horror stories from speed dating perspective. And that's why I think something like speed dating is just a great way that you actually just get to meet a load of people in person. And it's just, I suppose, as one woman said, it's very efficient. It's, it's 2.5 hours, 20 women. You're not spending weeks online trying to, I suppose, chat. You're literally meeting them face to face, which just is much more natural as well.
Are gay bars really male gay bars?
There, I suppose you have a mix. Like a panty bar would be mainly male, but Street 66 is probably the most diverse. But there just definitely seems to be more visibility. There seems to be more gay men. If you go out in Pride, there just seems to be an awful lot of gay men compared to gay women. But that's in my opinion.
Yes. Okay.
That's what I've noticed.
But I'm the only reason I asked that. I'm not trying to cause a controversy. But that might be a factor in the terms of people going to speed dating events, and maybe there aren't enough places for women to go to.
Well, definitely. I think it's more, how do you go into a bar and just start talking to people? I mean, it's very difficult. And also, you don't know if they're single or maybe they're spoken for. So if you actually do get up the courage to talk to other women in the bar, you might have the girlfriend coming over quite swiftly, stand right beside her. And, you know, and you're kind of going back to your table going, all right, okay. But you have, you know, so this is just a really nice way. You know, when you walk into Queen of Hearts that all the women there are single. They're, you know, they all want to find connection, and it's just a really lovely way that, and you can just kind of feel safe as well. You're there and you're just going to have fun, and there's no kind of preconceptions of it. You just be yourself. But, you know, who knows what might come of it. So it's kind of a really, it is very different to, say, a bar setup or online, and it's just a nice way.
Indeed. Yeah, and if anyone listening would like to set up a speed dating event, one handy tip Laura might have is it's really useful if your father owns a restaurant.
yes, that was handy.
That was handy. But I was interested to read that it's a restaurant setting, but you cover over the windows.
Yes. So we did that. I think we were kind of from the start, because there's a huge window at the front of Richmond. So if you actually look in, you can see the whole bottom floor of the restaurant. So you just basically the idea was there are a lot of women coming in and you just don't know, you know, they maybe don't want to be seen. It's just kind of like, it would be like a TV screen, you know, of people looking in, and you're speed dating. So it's already nerve wracking. So that was the reason. We just wanted to make it private. So you have your space and nobody's looking in, and people are at all different stages. Maybe they're just exploring their sexuality. Maybe they're not out in work, or, you know, they just don't want it to be known. And Dublin's a small place. So of course there'll be somebody walking by who might look in and see you. So it's just, that was the reason we did that from the start.
Yeah, because I hadn't thought of that. Because if you do walk back to the restaurant, but then you notice it's all women, and then all the women are getting up every 3 minutes and walking around, you would actually be inclined to stand and wonder what was going on. When they first come in, you don't put them immediately at a table. Do they have to kind of stand around a bit?
They do a little bit. So they will come in over about a 15-minute period, and they will all get their numbers and they take their coats off and get settled. And then they go up to the bar for a drink, and then they do have to stand around because basically I have to get everybody in before I sit them down, because I have a specific formula for basically that they'll all get to meet each other. So that took a long time to work out, because if you've got 20 women who all need to meet each other, they can't just go around in a circle like with straight speed dating. You'll have, say, 10 men, 10 women, and just the men move around the room, or, you know, it's much easier.
It's more complicated. Yeah.
It's really complicated, because if you're sitting beside somebody, how do you get to meet them? So it took us about 5 hours to figure out, but we figured it out. And so it's just, it involves numbers and colors. And that's why everybody has to stay standing at the start. And then I sit them all down where their numbers are. And that's how we work it out.
And at the start, though, when people are, is that excruciating for people? You're just standing there with your
No, this is the thing. See, women are just, the funny thing is they'll come in and they'll just talk to each other directly. Once they have a drink in their hand, you know, it's just something to hold, then they will actually just start talking to each other. And it's really lovely because, yeah, they haven't even sat down yet and they're all talking. Whereas I imagine with straight speed dating, it's like, all the men on one side, all the women on another.
Yes.
And women I know who have come to Queen of Hearts said they've been to, you know, they're bisexual and they've been to straight speed dating. And they were quite funny about it because they said what happened was all the women started talking to each other, even at the straight speed dating. And all the men were in the corner just not saying a word. So she said, it's quite funny to come to this and how everybody just gets on. They just get on really fast. It's just really nice.
And would they'd be just yakking to each other like friends than people aren't chatting each other up by that stage.
This is it. Exactly. Like women chat with women. You hear of men saying, I don't know how to talk to women, but I've yet to meet a woman who said, I can't talk to another woman. I find it difficult. So that's the thing. They just all find it very easy to talk to each other. And there's a common ground there as well. They're all there for similar enough reasons. So it's just a really nice setup.
Is there a technique when when you have that 3 minute window, are there particular things you should ask or look for where you go, there's potential in that person?
I think a lot of people just talk, and then I suppose they'll see maybe as well, there's even kind of nonverbal, it's chemistry as well. Like a lot of the women were saying, you know, this is so nice because I actually know within those few minutes, and again, the online dating doesn't do that, where you can actually just see if you've actually chemistry with somebody. So a lot of them are saying that you'd spend ages online and you get on really well with them, but then you've no chemistry. So here it kind of can work in reverse. You actually feel chemistry and then start chatting to them and kind of realize that you've a lot in common. So I think 3 minutes seems to be good for a lot of the women to kind of have a gauge on what they're looking for and what they have in common. And then they can always talk to each other at the break. And I've got icebreaker cards for if you are stuck for questions that you can ask each other. So there's never a dull moment. And to be honest, it's just chatting and laughing the whole way through.
And what's on the icebreaker cards? Could you give us any examples?
Oh, yeah, I have a few. Well, I kind of would say, like, what's your favorite podcast, or what's your favorite book and things like that, or are you good at DIY?
Have you invested in crypto? That always people love that one.
Questions.
if somebody say then you're on table number one, and then you go, oh, yes, God, the sparks are flying. And then you have to wait until you've gone through 10 more tables and you're looking at her going, oh, Jesus, don't like somebody else, please. You know, do you get a chance to kind of, do you have to wait until the end before you go back to them?
No. So there is the break.
Right.
And it's quite funny. So there were two women, the last one, and like other women could sense their attraction to each other, which was really interesting. They were like, well, they're definitely going to match those two. And at the break, they were talking. And then afterwards at the pub, they were talking. And it's just a lovely kind of, so yeah, no, you can, you have to wait, but you never know. You never know who you'll meet, or, you know, you see them and you think, oh, they look really beautiful. And they're like, I want to talk to them. And then you'll sit beside somebody and they're actually really interesting and clever and funny. And you're like, oh, actually, they're lovely too.
God. Can you tell by looking at them?
I like to guess while I'm standing there who might match up. Yes, I do that.
Are you usually right?
Yes, because I will take all the date cards home. So I'm matching them up and then sending sending off who has matched. So yes, I have been right on many occasions.
Okay, all right. So another handy tip there: if you're at a date night with Laura, don't bet against her. Laura, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Laura Cavanagh, their creator of Queen of Hearts.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.